last week, the FDA and CDC hit pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, spotlighting the issue of side effects. For WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk, reporters Hannah Chin and Kenny Cooper looked into some of our audience's concerns.
So that pause on distribution of Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine came after six women, out of around 6.8 million people who received it, experienced a rare and severe type of blood clot after getting their shots. But that news also made a lot of our listeners and readers hypervigilant about their side effects. I wondered, too, what exactly are normal side effects of the COVID-19 vaccines?
And that's a good question. I spoke with Christopher Chambers last week. He's a doctor working in family medicine at Jefferson Hospital. He's also the clinical director of Jefferson's Vaccine Center.
Many patients have no side effects at all. Those that do, the majority are mild and local. Injection site tenderness, redness, sore arm. The next level of side effects is ones that are mild systemic ones, so maybe a low-grade fever, achiness, fatigue.
Side effects from the second shot tend to be worse than the first, but these side effects go away after a couple of days, and if you get them, you shouldn't be concerned.
I'm not aware of people needing to be hospitalized because of the side effects, you know, routinely. Many patients have had to stay home from work for a day because they feel like they've gotten hit by a truck.
Even though they're not much fun, these side effects are a good sign. They mean your immune system is working and building protection with antibodies and T cells that can defend you against the actual COVID-19 virus.
But what about less common side effects? Victoria So is 71, and she says the day after her shot, she actually felt fine.
Just a little sore on the injection site, which is normal for anyone, they told me. After 7 days, the next night, I had this feeling so weak, body ache, and fever, as if you have a flu. I don't want to eat. I don't want to move. I just want to sleep. After 2 days, as if nothing happened to me, everything is gone.
Delayed reactions like hers. Are those normal? Should she be worried?
Well, Dr. Chambers says that most often COVID vaccine side effects occur within 24 to 48 hours after the shot. So this would not be typical and not definitely associated with the vaccine, but this kind of fatigue also isn't unusual, he said.
And that is a common one. I hear from patients and colleagues and all that they say, you know, I was okay, and then several days later I just felt wiped out. So I think the common sense is, you know, respect what your body's telling you, take it easy, and, you know, if it progresses or it doesn't get better, then get back in contact with your doctor.
That makes sense. We actually had another listener from Abington, Lisa Guth. She's 67. After her second shot, she had typical side effects, fever, chills, fatigue, but a couple days after she recovered from those, she started getting really itchy.
I had the shot in my left arm. I had itching in my left eye. It wasn't really just my eye. It was my face itched, my cheek itched, my head itched. It was such a bizarre response, something I've never had in my life, and it was only on the left side, and it was, you know, very soon after that shot.
Now, that's really interesting. I asked Dr. Chambers about this, too. He said there's a chance that the itching might be unrelated to the vaccine, but he's not dismissing the symptoms completely.
Because I think one thing COVID has taught us is we're learning all the time about the infection and its complications, and now about the vaccine and its protection and its complications.
Okay, well, one more listener story. Tamsin Brand lives in Philadelphia.
I am 21. I'm turning 22 in about 2 weeks, and I got the Pfizer vaccine on Sunday.
And she says she had irregular menstrual bleeding a couple days after receiving her first dose of the vaccine.
I'm on birth control pill. So my cycle is incredibly structured. It hasn't deviated ever. So the fact that I had, like, suddenly, you know, noticed bleeding, I was like, wait, what's going on here?
Recently, there have been a lot of reports from people saying the vaccine affected their periods, either making them irregular or increasing cramping or making blood flow heavier, etc. Kate Clancy, a biological anthropologist at the University of Illinois who specializes in reproductive health, is collecting data for a formal study on this right now.
Even if it turns out vaccination and irregular periods are related, it's most likely temporary and probably not serious. It'd just be one more side effect to be prepared for.
Okay, Kenny, one last question, and this one is from me. Is there a way to minimize any of these side effects? I've heard some people talk about taking painkillers before or after the shot, or drinking a lot of water, but what really works and what doesn't?
So the CDC says you shouldn't take pain-relieving medication before the actual shot. But Dr. Chambers says that when he and his colleagues got the vaccine, they did take medication just after the shot, before any side effects developed. Plus, it's a good idea to stay hydrated and avoid alcohol before your shot. You don't want to be fighting a hangover and side effects at the same time.
Sounds good. And if listeners have any other questions, they can visit whyy.org/vaccine. Thanks so much, Kenny.
No problem. Thanks, Hannah.